Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons. It's a post-Tatum Tuesday. Although we still haven't gotten any official word on the injury, we have Shams Charania telling us to they're bracing for the worst, and we'll get to that audio a little bit later. But Ted Johnson's here. In his flowery shirt, looking all excited. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I woke up, you know, had some texts with my kids. We're big, all three of us, big Celtics fans.
Yeah.
You know, we just enjoy the NBA, but my kids are big Celtics fans. And so, just, you know, I was sitting there, you know, kind of just like last night, you know, feeling a certain way. And then I woke up today and I was like, no, I got to set an example for my kids.
You're damn right.
Change that mindset.
And the Celtics need to set an example for the whole city.
There you go. So it's not the end of the world. And I will say this. There is, to me, you make a strong case that they can still win this thing. So I feel like it's up to them whether or not they want to do it or not. It's not up to the Knicks. Because I still think the Celtics are a better team as they currently are constructed than the Knicks are, in my opinion.
All I've heard is how talented and deep the Celtics are all year long. We had Scal laughing at the talent discrepancy between these two teams. So
you'd be right.
Show it. Go out there and show it. They got an opportunity, but we have an opportunity, Dan Ball. It's 3 o'clock. It's time for the three-point stance.
319!
319!
319! Yeah, there you go!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three. And it is gone! A three-run homer, and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it's time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. Today's three-point stance is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. Might have been a busy day for Jeffrey Glassman, if that is his designation. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories floating around the world of sports, sometimes beyond. Each host will receive 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening stance on their story of the day, after which we will open up for discussion on each. Our order today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, then Ted Johnson. Andy, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
I am indeed.
All right. Well, your 60 seconds for your opening stance. Begin right now.
Appropriately, this is sponsored by Jeffrey Glassman, all sevens, because I'm going to talk about another seven. Jaylen Brown, number seven for the Boston Celtics. And this isn't about whether he has to step up. This isn't about whether he needs to carry them to a title or through this series or score more points or turn it over less. It is about the longer-term future of Jaylen Brown in Boston. And I actually think, in a weird way, this injury is good for Jaylen Brown and his tenure with the Celtics. A, he's going to get an opportunity to be the guy, be him, and not the him that's that weird football movie that's coming out that you need to watch the trailer about. But the him that is the centerpiece of the Celtics, he wants opportunities to do that. He has it. But more importantly, I had started to heard rumblings trade JB this offseason, break up the Celtics. His contract is the costly one. JT is staying. JB's got to go. Oh, Giannis wants out. Could you trade him for that? Could you trade him for picks and try to get a high pick in the draft? Now, I don't believe there's any chance in hell they're trading Jaylen Brown. So if you're a Jaylen Brown fan, I think this just ensured that Jaylen Brown will be with the Celtics for the next year plus. You can't lose Jason Tatum to an injury that likely will cost him at least a portion of next season and then be a new owner and come in and trade your other superstar. You cannot blow it up and tear it down. So for better or worse, Jaylen Brown's going to be at the center of the Celtics world for another year.
It's a good day to own a Jaylen Brown jersey, isn't it?
Sun's out, guns out, baby. See you on the beaches.
Teddy, he should wear it tomorrow at our scores event,
that would
right?
be cool. That would be awesome. Would you do that? You have a JB jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, wear it tomorrow.
See, there's also the weird... okay,
you're calling out the fans.
I'm being bullied into this
Let's go.
Bit. Okay.
That's correct, yeah.
And I have a Jaylen Brown onesie.
So what is less douchey? If I decide to wear it, what's less douchey?
Your jersey versus the onesies by Fitzy.
No, but shirt underneath or no shirt underneath?
Oh, dude, you.
Oh, come
on. What do you not wear a shirt?
Okay.
Underneath.
So you want me to wear my Jaylen Brown jersey with a white t shirt underneath?
That's a good call because it's sleeveless.
It looks weird.
Or like a sweatshirt or something. You have the cutoff sweatshirt.
If you're, if you're in it for a penny, you're in it for a pound. No shirt underneath jersey.
Is there any more Boston guy than Stiz right there? I mean, you got the farmer's tan too. That would
be that's going to be probably an issue as well.
Let's go.
All right. You know what?
Two cans of Miller Lite.
I promise you, my arms will look good if I go sleeveless.
Oh my God! Is this what we're really doing?
Did a horse kick you in the back of the arm? Oh, that's just your tricep.
Damn!
Oh, all right, God's Dan, take control.
Ted,
let's go.
Why are you encouraging him? My God, Ted.
I'm done.
I created this chaos.
Yeah,
Dan.
If this happens, I insist Andy come into scores tomorrow. You know, Stiz has to play House of Pain rejoins the entire time. He needs to have two Miller Lite cans. One has to have the top sawed off so he can do dip spit into it all day long on top of it.
Oh, yeah. If I get to drink Miller Lite in a Jaylen Brown jersey, I'm all for it. Okay, Dan.
One comes with the other. I think that's how that works.
Sure.
All right. Let us move on from this chaos. Fitzy, I ask you, are you ready?
It is my time in the order. I shall do my deed.
Awesome. Well, your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right, Andy's all fired up for the moment that Jaylen Brown has in front of him tomorrow night. There are a lot of members of the Boston Celtics that have significant opportunities tomorrow night. And I'm not going to say the remainder of the series as well, because there is no remainder of the series. There is no day after tomorrow without tomorrow night at the TD Garden 7:30. And the person who has to be the most instrumental in the Boston Celtics redeeming themselves, extending the series, playing Celtics basketball, showcasing Celtics pride, and giving this team a fighting chance to get back into it, is the coach, Montessori Mazzulla himself, Joe Mazzulla. And to me, the key to Joe Mazzulla coaching his most important game, his best game out of all of them, coaching fearlessly. Joe, it's a house money game. The world, even though I know the Celtics are a 4-point favorite, tomorrow night, you have to coach fearlessly. Like, you got nothing to lose. Yeah, you got a basketball game and a series to lose, but all you can do is redeem yourself with a fearless effort tomorrow night.
Yeah.
What'd that look like? You know, I don't know. It's the Joe Mazzulla stuff is starting to kind of, people are starting to pick at it a little bit. What does he really do? I mean, you know, Bill Belichick's his idol, and yet he just pretty much does the same thing over and over again, which is switch on defense and shoot a bunch of threes. Like, you know, any Joe Bag of Donut coach can go do that, you know? So, I don't know. I feel like this is a pivotal time for Joe to flex his coaching muscles, if there's any there. So, I don't know.
He should go sleeveless tomorrow to show his coaching muscles.
You know, he should.
Hey, commit. You know what? Show up in a freaking judo outfit. I don't care. That's what he likes to practice. And by the way, we heard that audio just a few minutes ago prior to the top of the hour and the start of the three-point stance from Colin Cowherd saying that Joe basically only has one club in his bag, Ted.
That's what it feels like.
Tomorrow night's a nice night to show the rest of the world that you're capable of actually hitting a shot without more than a 7-iron, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do know what you mean, Bo.
Or do the real Bill Belichick, his idol, and show up with your ring on to remind the world that you got a ring. Put it in the lights, shine it in people's eyes, reflect it.
Oh, man.
They can't take that.
I would hate that move so much. I would actually rather show up
to the TD Bank in fatigues.
Yes.
You know, or something like that.
God. Oh, like go like all University of Miami in like the late 80s there.
What was that, all black or all fatigues?
Oh, fatigues, badass music blaring.
I'd rather see you go Porky Pig style in a Jaylen Brown jersey, Andy.
All right, Dimble.
Okay. All right, Ted.
All right, bub.
Are you ready?
I think so.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right, I got to give some love. This is a story that kind of blew up after we got off the air on Friday. We all found out after we got off the air on Friday that John Henry flew out to Kansas City at the start of, what was it, 3-game set with the Kansas City Royals to talk to one Rafi Devers in person with what we thought was Craig Breslow and Alex Cora. We found out that Breslow was not in that meeting, but he knows what the contents of that meeting were. But I want to just say this. Good for John Henry. Good for John Henry to get on a flight and to go out there. People would say, well, that, you know, what's Alex Cora doing? Why do we need the owner flying out there? It doesn't matter. It's the fact that the owner felt that this was a good time for him to go out there and try and figure some things out with one Rafi Devers. Because after what we heard him say about Craig Breslow and just his overall feelings about moving to first base on Wednesday, I like that he nipped it in the bud. 2 days later, he was out there. And I'm trying to figure out what the content of that meeting, how that meeting went. But let's listen to Craig Breslow talk about some of the things that were mentioned in this meeting, and then maybe we can all figure out what exactly was maybe said in that meeting. Go ahead.
It's probably wise for some of these matters to stay between, between John and Rafi. But my understanding is it was productive dialogue. There was honest exchange by both sides. And I think we're going to walk out of this in a much better place.
Okay, well, I thought that was the cut where there's a cut where he talks about he's saying that we wanted to basically tell Rafi, you know, what being a team player means, yeah, that kind of thing. So alluding to, because you're wondering, is he going out there to smooth things over, or is he going out there to kind of voice his displeasure? It feels like it was to voice his displeasure. Maybe there was a little bit of the other thing. But I just want to say this. John Henry spent some money. He went out there, got Bregman. He's smoking his big old dog rocket to show everybody how excited he was. Good for John Henry to get involved in this team again, at least this year. So I want to applaud him and recognize him for his efforts to go, by going out there. And you see how Rafi's been playing. So whatever he did seemed to be working, at least with Rafi, that feels like.
Maybe you should talk to Hauk.
He needs to talk to Tanner now. Now he needs to fly out to Detroit and talk to Tanner.
Tanner looked in a rough way. If you saw him on the bench after his start, he earned the ability to look like that. But he was
my man's cooked.
He had his hood up. He was like chewing on the lace at the bottom of the.
He just doesn't look comfortable on the mound either, yeah, though.
No.
Daniel.
He needs, and I don't say this lightly. Like he needs IL mental health. Like just get away for a little bit. Get your mind right.
Slump buster.
Because he something. Yes. Like, I don't think he has a legit injury, but he is sort of a broken pitcher right now.
Right.
And that's.
No, he's saying he feels fine.
He
right?
Don't I look mean, fine.
Because there's a couple of outings ago, you know, where his velocity was like where yeah. you'd want it to be.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's not really a physical thing.
No,
it's a
I
mental
think it's
thing.
Did anyone else have on their WEEI Afternoons bingo card Ted Johnson saying Slump Buster and Dog Rocket within a minute of each other?
You never know.
That was after Joe Bag of Donuts coach, Joe which was my.
That was good.
Teddy's on a heater today, Dan Ball. Watch out.
Especially since the coach's name is Joe.
Joe.
That's even better.
So clever.
All right, to recap what we have on the table, Jaylen Brown, some hype for JB, Andy's guy as he takes the reins over as the sole superstar for the Celtics after the Tatum injury. You have Joe Bag of Donuts needing to coach fearlessly moving forward, and of course the Rafael Devers meeting. Ted, we're going to get your thoughts on the Celtics moving forward. I want to quickly stick on the Rafael Devers conversation, and Andy, I'll hand it over to you quickly for the overall thoughts on the handling of the meeting by John Henry, the fact that it seemed like Craig Breslow was kind of put into a locker, sit down and shut up, I'll take care of this, and where we sit right now.
Yeah, this is it's a weird spot for Breslow, absolutely, because the superstar is calling him out, and the owner is seemingly having to come in to sort of, you know, fight the fight for him because you're not handling this properly. And I would put Cora in the same basket. Even though Rafi didn't really call Cora out, Cora hasn't fixed this either. Breslow and Cora have not been able to fix this. That's why your owner is getting on a plane and flying to Kansas City mm-hmm. and having a one-on-one chat with his highest paid player. And I'm with you, Ted. I'm aligned with John Henry, which is not something I thought I'd be saying on the radio a lot or ever in light of recent years, because we've all talked about him. Like, he seems distant, doesn't care, doesn't spend money. It's just a part of his portfolio and empire.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't feel like that. This feels like he cares. This feels like he invested before he had the dog rocket
yep.
this offseason.
Yep.
And like he wanted to swagger. And part of the return on his investment this offseason was being back in the good graces, competing. Like the Red Sox are popular. I'm popular. Yep. I invested. And I think that's why he's doing this, because he sees this as potentially derailing what he invested in.
We're not complicated, us athletes. I mean, you bring us pizza and movies, and we're happy. Or you come out and you talk to us and tell us we're great to smooth things over. It satisfies us. Just to go a little bit above and beyond from the owner can go a long way. But this is the cut I was talking about by Craig Breslow talking about. We don't know, again, the fine details of the conversation, but what I was trying to figure out, my gut instinct immediately when I heard the news was, well, they're going out there to kind of tell them they're not happy with them. But, you know, you've heard different things, but this is what Craig Breslow said about the meeting in a different statement.
To come out here and have an honest conversation about, you know, what we value as an organization, you know, and what we believe is important to the Boston Red Sox, and that being great teammates for each other.
Okay, so clearly they had to tell Rafi that they expect him to be a team player, and that would suggest to you that maybe they're selling him. You know, we'd like you to maybe consider playing first base. If not right now, maybe work towards that. So that's just still something very fascinating. Just the first base position in general, I think, is fascinating how they handle that, how that goes. I mean, Rafi's response to that meeting was, all right, you know, hold my beer. Watch, I'm going to go out there and just hammer the ball,
which was is awesome. Fun to see. Is awesome. But there are some people, Fitzy, that are connecting. He's hitting, so you can't move him to first. Why can't he hit while playing first? That's he still gets to hit.
No first baseman has ever hit before. We know that for a fact. Right. It's proven. Right. First base is usually the weakest spot in the lineup.
Right. Like both things can be true. He can stay hot and take a few fungos before the game and get ready and prepare. And maybe a week from now, 2 weeks, however long the experts deem that he needs behind the scenes. And then maybe, God forbid, he plays first base and hits really well. I don't, like, it's not an either or, especially for $30 million a year. I feel like I can get you to play defense and hit. Like, it's the damnedest thing. Most people play defense and hit when they make those kinds of, hell, Shohei Ohtani has to pitch, play defense, and hit sometimes for that kind of money. Like, just get your ass out there and play first base and keep hitting. It's not that hard.
Bottom line for me, sorry, Fitzy, and then you go, is just John Henry's engaged again, Fitzy. That makes me excited. Go ahead, bud.
Oh, yeah. He was engaged in the offseason, obviously, when he was enjoying his Cubano by the fireplace. And the fact that Ted, he is a bottom line guy, though. Like, we have to remember, like, we were discussing this a little bit yesterday as well on the show. The majority of the rest of the owners in town were businessmen, but they are fans strictly of that team. Robert Kraft, all the stories in the dynasty about going to the games, driving the kids. And obviously Bill Chisholm, Wick Grosbeck, diehard lifelong Celtics fans. John Henry is a businessman who maybe had a passion for sports ownership, but I can't tell you that like he lives and dies with every box score. Like, I don't think it matters as much to him. So when his ROI gets ruffled, that's obviously when he decides to hop in the PJ and go tell his $300 million man to get in line, or else he'll be, you know, cut loose, fined, or something else for insubordination, which Dan Ball did a great job in the sports stats and research department yesterday finding out that contractually it could come to that. Let's just hope that it doesn't, because the vibes on this team, which seemed when Alex Bregman, when your guy was telling, like, your guy was saying, your friend Sean Pendergast, your former broadcast partner, correct? Yeah. Was telling us about what a great guy he was. And we heard he was buying suits in Florida. The vibes were chef's kiss immaculate on this Red Sox team. Since then, diminishing returns. Something needs to change, and you cannot have, like, we need the equivalent of somebody saging Fenway Park right now to get the stink of Rafi's bad attitude out of the air.
Ted, I'm taking your approach on this.
What's that? I'm starting
to hope/think that maybe Rafi is just all bark, no bite.
Yeah.
Like, he likes to voice his displeasure, whatever, and then DH. No, I'm a third baseman. I'm not doing that. And then you DH, and maybe now he just wants you to, like, think he won't do it, and then in a couple weeks he'll just fall in line, take his ground balls, and one day we'll just look up. One day we'll have Dan Ball do one of those last trendings of the show. Lineup's in, batting second, playing first base, and we'll all go, wait, did you say first base?
Seriously, because it's that locker room, if you got all those guys, how many guys are in the active roster?
26?
22, 24, 26, okay. The other 25 guys kind of looking at you every day, just kind of like, side eye, like, bro, really? You playing first would help us win games. If those guys literally, if they think that him playing first base will help them win games, and he's not doing it, he's not going to have a lot of friends in that locker room. That's not going to be fun to go to work every single day feeling like you're being ostracized because your teammates don't like that you're being selfish.
Yes, Dan Ball.
We've now seen multiple reports that there is a bit of a divide where some believe the Red Sox executives are overstepping and asking this, but some believe he is being selfish. So the worst thing that you can get out of this is a divide in the locker room.
And it's one thing if he doesn't care about his relationship with Craig Breslow, which I think based on the comments, he doesn't care for Craig Breslow.
Not even sure he knows his name.
Right. But I find it hard to believe from what I've just observed from Rafi and his personality and his immaturities or whatever, however you want to paint him over the last 8 years, I think he wants the guys that he's in the clubhouse with to like him. I think he wants to be able to laugh and be, because otherwise, that seems like a miserable existence. If you all of a sudden look and you think everybody's treating you like my dog used to, like that side eye, like, who the bleep is this guy? Mm-hmm. For 162? Like, you know, March, April, May, it's a long effing season if you're not having fun and you're not part. Like, you know, what if he hits a home run and nobody comes and brings the Wally head to him? Because they're like, you're a jerk. You're not playing first. But, like, that matters. That camaraderie in baseball, the marathon that is a miserably long season,
Can I give you my 2 cents on why I'm not as hard on Alex Cora? A lot of people are blaming Alex Cora. This is his job. This is his falls in his purview. He should be the one responsible for this.
Because you went to Papacitas in Houston together?
Because we, you know what, we need to go to Papacitas.
You
remember that name. Good
Let's
job. Papacitas, my man. I was just trying to, you know, get some, you know, some camaraderie between the two of us.
I noticed.
Trust.
Yeah, I got it.
Before I answered the hard pointed questions. The Alex Cora, my feeling is he's like, dude, I already had to go to him once. You know, I already had to go to him once with the Bregman thing. That's my guy. And I had to, kind of smooth things over. So I've already used that card. Like, to go back again, you want Rafi mad at Breslow. You don't want Rafi mad at Alex Cora.
Successful.
And so that, to me, I understand why maybe Alex Cora sat this one out. I do. Because I think, because he's got to look at Rafi every single day, unlike Breslow. And they got to have respect somehow in that relationship.
So do you think that was intentional? Do you think the way they've played this, given that Cora told us they have all those conversations, did they decide to be good cop, bad cop kind of thing?
I need one question answered for me before I can answer that question.
Okay.
Did Craig Breslow go behind Cora's back and talk to Rafi about playing first, or did Cora know that going in?
That's a great question.
Because
that will
tell me whether or not the good cop, bad cop was in play. Because if it was, hey, I think that good cop, bad cop thing, to me, there's a for that sport and that dynamic, it's the perfect situation to kind of have.
Well, we can go down that road a little bit tomorrow with Alex Cora in the 2 o'clock hour. I don't know exactly how we'll ask it. Like, did he go behind your back or did you? I mean, because
you guys
Fitzy
hate each
can
other.
Ask the question.
Yeah, let Fitzy do it.
Fitzy can ask that.
He's
just toss me to the wolves.
Big cojones back there. 617-779-7937. Continuing to talk about Rafi Devers, if you want to talk about it. He's hitting. The Sox aren't pitching very well, at least not with Tanner Houck on the mound. They lost last night, blown out. But we need to get back to the Celtics, this Jason Tatum injury. Ted's thoughts, because if you were in our email chain this morning, you saw there were lots of them. He unloaded his thoughts from last night's game. He's going to get to those. We'll also have Two for Tuesday, another chance for you to win Red Sox tickets. That's all up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, you got what's trending.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
That was Shams, ESPN. Celtics preparing for the worst. Serious injury. I think we all knew that, felt that, saw that. I don't think that's really news to any of us. Now it's just the details. What exactly? Yeah. Is it just Achilles? Well, is it something different?
I'm starting to wonder. So,
Sniff test?
I don't know. It feels like 3:30.
Yes. I said that earlier.
Something like
feels
this
late.
Is the Celtics have a history when it comes to injuries of kind of jerking you around, right?
Okay.
Don't they? A little bit.
Okay, but
like being just not being fully kind of truthful about injuries, being
yes.
vague on
sure.
purpose.
But is that good or bad? Like, where are we going with this idea, Ted?
Well,
work
going,
it out, workshop it.
I'm going, what are the Celtics trying to do? To me, they have to know. Like, the x-ray has been done. They know the results, yet they're not releasing the information. Why? Why is that?
We'll get back to that in 1 second because it's 2 for Tuesday, Ted, here on WEEI Afternoons. That means if you are caller number 9 right now to the contest line at 617-931-0937, and if you have today's code word, which you heard this morning on the Greg Hill Show from Paradise, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Mets on May 20th. That's caller number 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937 with today's code word, and you're going to see Mets Sox on May 20th. Good luck. So let's get back to this. Ted Johnson, so the delay, if there is a delay, because
yeah.
we don't really know. All we knew was he was having an MRI today.
I know.
So,
well, didn't Sham say he already had the MRI?
Yeah, but they're bracing. So I tried to spin this positive, that they just assumed and presumed, based on what happened on the court, that this is a torn Achilles. And then they got the MRI, and they're like,
heard that take.
It's not torn.
Yeah, that's a terrible take.
Wow, you don't have to be mean.
No,
try to be optimistic.
You've been watching sports. You know, we're the same age, so you saw he planted and pushed off.
Yes,
and then went down and grabbed his and then did the spinny top thing.
Yep,
it's Achilles, bro. Yeah. Maybe it's a partial tear. Maybe it's not a full bone tear. Is this a partial tear? So maybe there's hope in that, but I would bet everything I have that it's an Achilles tear.
Yeah, I kind of would, too. I was just trying to be optimistic.
Okay.
And I was trying to explain why there would be a delay. Because I do think this, for an NBA superstar, in a series that Fitzy is game to game. Like, it's not like we're in the off season and it doesn't matter any. Like, if there was some weird, I don't know, I just, it doesn't smell right. The sniff you just did, this seems a little weird that we're coming up on the 4 o'clock hour. Coming up on 24 hours, whatever, like that we don't know in this world. In this world, if we find out everything like that, why do we not? Or maybe the other one is if you want to go the other direction, could it be worse? It's a torn Achilles, but also something else. You know, there was Fitzy, there was a break thing that was out there.
There was some bone break that some of the Twitter docs were bandying about last night as well. And if it could be a combination, he did clutch. I thank God, and I hope to never know what an Achilles strain, let alone an Achilles tear, feels like. It didn't seem to be reaching up the calf. He was reaching down by the ankle, so I guess it could sever there. And if he were to like snap the ankle too or dislocate it, it could be a combination of all those things as well. He could also be in surgery right now, guys, which means they want to wait to talk about it until he's out of the procedure.
That's
some doctor may have said, like, hey, let's get on this. Like, this is partial. I see a 6-month timeline. Let's get right to it. And they could have been aggressive about it. Whereas like what? Brady had to wait a month for the swelling to go down because of the ACL and MCL compounded.
Yep.
Like that. Ted, when you, the worst surgery you had, Was there ever longer than a 24 or 48 hour window of waiting?
Oh, all my surgeries lasted usually, you know, a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. You know, Before you went in?
Yeah, but they were all, so, and that's relatively fast. That's like,
right.
Yeah, so none of them were, I didn't have an ACL tear, so it wasn't, and back then when I was doing it, they were doing it with hammers and,
different worlds.
Like, oh, God.
It was like career ending.
They were doing ACLs 2 days after, and now they wait a month before they even do
it. And now they've kind of mastered it, so they know you're going to come back. Fitzy, I don't hate the idea, though, that maybe the first news we would get is, yes, it was a torn Achilles. We've already repaired it. It was a successful surgery, and we're looking at a blank timeline.
In New York, You do your not in Boston. You do it in New York.
Wherever the best specialist is. I mean, Brady went to L.A. La Trache.
They said he underwent an MRI in New York. So
yeah. So maybe the best of the best is in New York or whatever. Cool. Maybe he wants it. Maybe he wanted a second opinion. But I don't hate the idea of the first thing we hear is positive. It's already been repaired.
Yeah.
We're actually down. We've started the process. But we know Jason Tatum. I think it's a certainty he's not playing tomorrow night at the Garden against the Knicks.
Yep.
So the rest is speculative. So, Ted, let's get into your feelings, reaction, emotion. First of all, was Jason Tatum playing good, great? Was that going to be an elite, legendary game? What kind of game was Jason Tatum in the midst of when this injury happened?
You know what? And I rarely go on Twitter, and I was feeling it last night.
Ooh, frisky.
I'm gonna just tweet out stuff. I'm not going to look at my mentions and just have fun. And it was like, man, I mean, it was the best game he was having all series, all playoffs.
Yeah.
But that was with about, that was going into the fourth. And I'm like, but let's see how the game ends. And, not for nothing, but there was a couple of shots there before he got injured where you're like, dude, the dribble, between the legs, pull up, shoot, air ball. You're like, oh, bro, that was a bad. And then the next possession down early in the clock, kind of a similar kind of thing. And he needed to validate all the points with a strong finish. That was kind of what I was alluding to, and it wasn't trending that way before the injury.
Yeah.
Right? I have a mixed feeling about the performance. I mean, you look at the assists. Again, I think the assists are such a big – so the three games that they've lost, all the assist numbers have been under 20. The one game that they have won against the Knicks, they had 23 assists. They only had 15 assists in that game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and a lot of that has to do because of, JT was so locked into his ISO. He was scoring. Let's face it, he was scoring. But, it's a mixed feeling considering how it was training before the injury.
Yeah, I think, Fitzy, I think this game was going to be, as so many games are, the perspective was going to be based on the result. Like, if the Celtics win, I think people are saying, oh, my God, JT was awesome. He scored 48.
Over.
He took over. He carried that team. It's 2-2. And if they lose, it was going to get into, well, he kind of started doing the ISO ball thing, and his shooting went south. Because there was a couple of those where he took, like, dribble, sidestep three, miss. They go down the court,
and
score a layup,
right,
or hit a three.
Right.
And it's like, well, that's a swing right there of momentum for the Knicks.
That's where it was trending at the end of the fourth.
It was. And, I heard people say this, and I don't totally agree, that they were losing this game with or without Tatum.
Absolutely.
The possession in which he got hurt, if that doesn't happen, you're down seven. And let's say there's no turnover there. He doesn't lunge. He doesn't tear, whatever.
Yep.
They keep possession. Let's say he shoots a three and hits a three. Now you're only down four. I think you can win that game.
With less than a couple minutes. I mean, you're
okay.
Around. Okay.
Yeah. But that's a long time in an NBA game.
I would say my guess is if you were looking at what the odds would say at that moment in time that the Celtics had a 15% chance of winning, it's still a chance.
Maybe. Yeah, you're the better team. You have a chance.
They rattled off a 9-0 run in a minute 20 earlier in the game. So who's to say they couldn't have done that?
Well, just because their clutch numbers aren't the best.
No.
Can they do it with five or less minutes? That just isn't their style.
Well, become their trend is they either blow out or get blown out. Like, they kind of, the clutch numbers are, in fact, partially because I don't think they have a ton of opportunities to do that. Because sometimes they get hot and then they just pull away, which is what they try to do. Which is what has been a criticism throughout this series. Like, you don't have to try to pull away, have good offensive possessions. And the assists thing, a little shot at my guy, this is going to be a snarky comment. There were other assists that were not counted. Those were the assists that Jaylen Brown was giving the Knicks when he was turning the ball over.
Can we flush this out a little bit?
He wasn't good.
What
hurt.
Okay.
And he's got no elevation.
Really? So
he can't get up.
We're using the high
I am. I don't know about we is, but okay. I am.
Yeah, this is really convenient, huh, Ted?
Oh, yeah.
Very convenient right around now.
You guys don't agree? Do you think he's lacking? I saw him go up two hands thinking he was going to dunk and then realize, oh, I'm not going to get above the rim. And I've seen a flat jumper. Hmm. I think his jumpers are short. I think he lacks something. He's also not cocky. He's not as cocky as he's been. And I think that's desperation in him that he is he's not the good wounded animal. You know how they say like a wounded animal is dangerous sometimes?
Yeah.
He's the wounded animal that's just trying to get by and do the best he can.
Man, you know what? I don't know. Hater. I have a hard time with that. Look, me being a former athlete, part of me is like wanting to scream to everybody, hey, I'm hurt. Just so judge me through that lens.
Yeah.
But then nobody wants to listen to that. It's like you're out there playing. It's hard. I don't know. So I'm not.
You need a defender like me
on
the radio.
Sure, how I feel about that. But I will say this, and Brian, if Brian's listening, I don't know if you're listening out there, Brian. But can we please, if the Celtics have a chance of winning the series, and I think they still can. I don't know. Like we could maybe go through and pick guys that you would take over the other maybe later. But I still think this team has a chance to win. But take the ball out of Jaylen Brown's hands, please, please stop like him dribbling. He can't dribble effectively and efficiently enough in these big moments in games. Nope.
617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls, and we'll figure out what they can do. Okay, so Ted Johnson doesn't want Jaylen Brown bringing the ball up, handling the ball.
I got an idea.
Who handles the ball? Who fills in the starting lineup? You got 48 minutes of basketball, basically, you need to fill for Jason Tatum. He was going to play the whole game. Who takes those minutes? Do you go big? Do you go small? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Check, check, and check. J-Dub.
Jay Williams check on Get Up, talking about my guy. From one Jay to another.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown, step up.
You don't like those expectations being put on him, huh?
Well, I think it's a little bit unfair. Do I think he needs to be...
Unfair?
Yeah, unfair. I think he needs to be the centerpiece of the Celtics. He's the best player on the Celtics now. Can he do it alone? He absolutely can't. Because guess who else? You just told me they were going to lose last night with Jason Tatum scoring 42 points. He can't do it alone either. Like, the Knicks were proving they were going to be the better team. They had four guys with 20 points, the Knicks did, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if Jason Tatum can't do it alone, and we all have accepted that Tatum is better than Brown, then Jaylen Brown can't do it alone.
Oh, I didn't know if you felt that way.
I pushed maybe back a little bit, but okay. It's widely accepted.
I thought
accepted.
Maybe JB was better than JT.
I don't think he's better, but I don't think the divide is as much as people think. But what I believe is Other play, I've been told all year this is the deepest, best roster in the NBA.
And it is. And it is.
And it hasn't looked like it in this series.
No, it has not.
They have to step up. I need Drew Holiday to look like a good player, not an old, tired, slow player. I need Kristaps Porzingis to look like a unicorn, not a guy who's dealing with respiratory virus, whatever's going on with him. I need Derek White to probably be a little bit more consistent as a scorer. I need Peyton Pritchard to be the good Peyton Pritchard. Well, he was last night for the most part. But I need Peyton Pritchard to be the guy that won the Sixth Man Award. And that's where I want to start with you, Ted. Who starts? Who do you start tomorrow? Is it Porzingis? Is it Pritchard? Do you go small? Because you don't want JB carrying the ball. So I would.
Yeah, I want Pritchard.
You want Pritchard to start?
Give me PP.
Cut that.
Give me PP all day. I just think I trust him handling the ball. I think the ball moves well when he's kind of the chief out there driving the ship. And so, to me. You want the ball to be brought up and handled efficiently and distributed and get into their sets and their motions to start the offense. I think they should run the offense through Peyton Pritchard tomorrow night, Fitzy. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, when he played 12 more minutes, he averaged it was the other game where Tatum was out. He played 12 more minutes and had 21 points. So, in the last game. So anytime his minutes go up, they're 9-2. Don't forget, without Tatum this year.
Yep.
I would play Peyton Pritchard. This goes back to why I said they have to coach fearlessly. Not only is he a natural scorer, now sure, you may have a little bit of a physicality advantage with Brunson, but if you can get Brunson to try to have to play defense against Pritchard, moving him all over the formation, spotting him up for threes, you may drag Brunson down to your level.
It'll wear his ass down.
You have to wear his ass down. Yes, and also, when I say coach fearlessly, I mean, if Sam Hauser says, it hurts like hell, but I can give you 12 minutes and three corner office threes, you do that, and you have to figure out the right time. If you want to put in Baylor Shireman for 8 minutes tomorrow night because you think his fresh legs will be good to move, set some picks, and shoot some threes, then that's what you have to do. Whatever generates offense, confusion against the Knicks, and has the Celtics feeling as fresh as possible, because quite honestly, guys, last night it looked at times as if Kristaps Porzingis was wearing one of those lead training vests that you wear when you're in the SEALs or you're trying to sweat it out on the football field. And Drew Holiday was just flat out old, and he got bodied a few times by Brunson just because he's younger. And there's tread off those tires, guys.
And look, even Cornette, sorry, Andy, real quick, just so Cornette only got 8 minutes, but you know what? He sets high screens. He gets rebounds. He's scrappy. He's a good passer. You know, like, you talk about Mazzulla's going to have to show some coaching. He's not just going to say, all right, guys, switch everything and throw up a bunch of threes.
Or run the same play again like he did at the end of game
that
three.
That Cape Bacon, this game, he's going to have to coach his ass off and actually, you know, make, like Fitzy's suggesting, decisions in his lineups that maybe he's never had to do and he doesn't want to do because of what's at stake, but he's going to have to. Now the JT's hurt.
And that's my point. You know, you have the numbers where 12 more minutes for Pritchard led to whatever more points when Tatum sat out game 2 against the Magic. Yep. You know what you also got? You got 35 from Jaylen Brown. So I do believe Jaylen Brown needs to lead the way, but he can't be like, you know, streaking by himself. He needs others following him, falling in line. And that's Pritchard with a little bit better of a game. You know, we even had a Torrey Craig call from a texter. Like, I do think it's all hands on deck. Like, you got to get more. You've lost a significant number of minutes, points, rebounds, assists, everything. So you need to. JB's not going to replicate all of that. JB can give you maybe a few more points. Maybe he can take it from scoring 20 to scoring high 20s. Okay. Where are the assists coming from? Where's the ball handling coming? That's where it's Pritchard and everybody else. And Mazzulla. Mazzulla's got to be the guy orchestrating it all. He can't look like a deer in headlights there. He needs to look like, this is what I get paid for, is to adjust to these things on the fly.
Yeah.
Like Bill Belichick, you compared him earlier. You said his idol or whatever. Bill would look at this as an opportunity. This is going to sound like a shot, and it may or may not be. You can decide for yourself, listeners. As an opportunity to show his stuff. For his ego to take
big
over.
Time.
You know what I mean?
Big time. He loves opportunities like this to show his coaching chops.
And Joe should too.
He would. Like, for a guy that I think kind of values, people thinking he's a great coach, to just kind of tell everybody whoever shoots the most threes is going to win. It's like, Well, any coach can tell you his team that. Like, I don't know. I don't see the coaching. I need to see some coaching out of Joe, man.
617-779-7937. Timmy in Stoneham has an interesting idea what the Celtics can do. What's up, Timmy?
Hey, guys. I was wondering what you think about letting Kata play a little in the center.
Thanks for the call, Timmy.
Yep. Way to put him on there.
No, that was a good idea. There's no bad ideas.
We're just spitballing.
When you lose your best player, well, you got all good ideas. Isn't that what Breslow said when Casas went down? All ideas have to be considered
now. Don't want to shame
Kata,
the callers.
Torrey Craig, whoever it may be. I don't love the idea, Timmy.
Nobody's saying Shireman. Nobody's throwing
We had a Shireman earlier.
I'd rather, that, to me, that's energy. Boom.
That's what I said.
Versus Kata.
Why not?
You kidding me?
Why not? Because I don't think it'll work out well for the Boston Celtics. I think the Celtics, again, I've been told how good they are and how deep they are. All you have to do is take the guy that everybody told me as the sixth man for Boston. He'd be the third man anywhere else in the NBA and average 28 a night.
A lot of people think he's a starter on another team.
Okay, so start and score 20-plus points.
Yep.
You do that, I think the Celtics have a good chance to win because I think you'll also control the ball. I do think you'll wear out Brunson because that would drive me nuts trying to chase him. When he does some of that Bob Cousy stuff and he's dribbling around and going left and right
isn't that a little bit of what Peyton Pritchard does?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that would drive Brunson nuts.
It would. It would give him a taste of his own medicine.
Yes.
And it also, it just kind of, the defense doesn't know how to react to it.
Right.
And there'd be breakdowns defensively that I think Pritchard would take advantage of.
100%. 617-779-7937. Continuing to take your phone calls. What the Celtics can do post-Jason Tatum. We are waiting for updates on Jason Tatum. We've been told their first official injury report will come at 5 o'clock. I don't know how telling that'll be. I think it'll probably just say leg injury out or leg injury doubtful something we don't really need.
Tell us anything.
It looks bad. It feels bad. It sounds bad. We'll continue to monitor the socials. Right, Dan, Stiz?
Hey, you guys on that, doing your jobs?
What do you guys need?
Keep an eye on Twitter. Make sure there's
breaking news, Tatum news.
Oh, we weren't listening. So, we'll try to do that.
And we'll continue to help Joe Mazzulla. Joey Bag of Donuts. With what his assignment is for tomorrow night. How he figures out how to play post-Tatum. And does this put any pressure on the Knicks? Is there any pressure on Tibbs to try to figure out what the Celtics are going to do? Is there an unknown to the Boston Celtics with Jaylen Brown as their best player right now? All that and more up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.